Jesus Christ himself taught from the Bible as part of the fulfillment of the law and prophecies it holds. He explained things and told stories to help people understand what he taught. And we have a whole New Testament section of the Bible from his students and friends trying to further explain his teachings and how the law and prophecy was fulfilled. I chose these few verses to talk about today because one of the plagues on our society of earth, greedy and mischievous people in this world, and even legitimately paranoid people, sometimes take it upon themselves to judge and punish everybody else because of some loose lies, general prejudices, and rumors or gossip, or things of somebody else's business is being tended to in other ways. We do have to be careful and defend ourselves, but the cautions are often exaggerated out of proportion. I suppose that those who are not paid for it or do not thrive on causing trouble just like to be popular among other vermin or think they're getting some sort of revenge. After giving some examples of ways people are likely to treat each other, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12 says, "Therefore, whatever you desire for men to do to you, you shall also do to them. For this is the law and the prophets." And that's also one of the sources of the old saying, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." You've probably heard that love will set you free, or that the law will set you free. Well, having the law of love in your heart and conscience, by trusting and believing the wise advice of the Lord God, or by loving and therefore wanting to please God, or even by abiding in the ways of God to avoid God's angry punishment, we have freedom. Freedom from guilt. Freedom from being forced into submission of the will of God, which is known as the law. And we'll probably have less trouble from the law of our worldly governments, unless they're just out to punish us for respecting God, or unless our enjoyment of a little freedom rouse the jealousy of a mob of those who are not free. Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 and 14 say that, "For you, brothers, were called for freedom. Only don't use your freedom for gain to the flesh, but through love be servants to one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Which goes back to treating others as you would like to be treated. And to love your neighbor as yourself is actually the second greatest commandment of God. The next verse, verse 15 of Galatians chapter 5, says, "But if you bite and devour one another, be careful that you don't consume one another." This is one of the many verses where I get the idea that God wants us to live together peacefully, and not be maiming and eating each other like a bunch of sharks and wild animals. It's also a good reminder that friendly criticism can easily become ridicule, amongst other things. The word of the Lord repeatedly says to be slow to anger and to judge wisely. And this is to avoid mistakes such as punishing the innocent and becoming a criminal yourself, or becoming known as being overly presumptuous, hot-headed, or stupid. It's easy to make a false presumption since things are not always as they first appear, and there may be unavoidable or unknown circumstances. We sometimes do have to act spontaneously without regard to the cause of a matter. But there is usually time for inquiry and reasoning where a wrongdoing is concerned. The 8th through 10th verse of the 25th chapter of Proverbs says, "Don't be hasty in bringing charges to court. What will you do in the end when your neighbor shames you? Debate your case with your neighbor, and don't betray the confidence of another, lest one who hears it put you to shame, and your bad reputation never depart. This is another example of doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, and being careful to not betray the trust of a friend. And a reminder that ruining someone's reputation may possibly ruin your own reputation. It's not always easy to get along with people, even those with your same morals and other values. But we do have to try. It's just a thought that I'm thinking of on this Christmas day. I thank you for listening in.